funding for the cyclotron was treated as a sure thing. UB and Congresswoman Louise Slaughter held a press conference less than a week before Election Day to announce the money had been inserted in a congressional spending bill. At the time, UB Vice President David Dunn said the money was all but guaranteed.
I think they're close to 100%. It's pretty unusual that something like this, an initiative like this allocation, makes it this far and all of a sudden falls off the wagon. So we're quite confident, mainly because Congresswoman Slaughter's confident.
But when Republicans in the Senate said they would read the entire 1,900-page bill on the floor, which would have taken days, Democratic leadership pulled it from consideration. In all, that's $34 million left on the table that would have been slotted for Western New York projects.
Earmarks have become somewhat of a dirty word in politics.
That's Slaughter spokesperson Victoria Dillon.
I talked to her just about it yesterday, and she said, you know, I'm angry about this. This is money that should be coming back to Western New York.
In a written statement, UB School of Medicine Dean Michael Kane says the school will not purchase the cyclotron as planned and will need to find another source of funding before going shopping for one. Kane says this delay will prevent faculty from conducting key research on human diseases. I'm Daniel Robinson for WNED.